You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Monday, January 29th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Herger. Joining me today are a couple of guests. We have Megan Peterson and Bob Magsum today, and how are you both doing?
I'm doing well today, thanks.
Doing great, thank you.
Thank you both for coming on, and we're talking about something new that's going to be happening around town. It's the Community Voice app. So firstly, what is that app?
I'll let Megan take care of that one.
Thanks, Bob. So the Community Voice app is a newer app in the App Store. It's been around for about a year. But it is essentially an all-in-one inclusive community communication tool. So think along the lines of like a community bulletin board or a community calendar, right? Being able to kind of see what one place that everything is happening, the ability to save events to your phone, text them to friends, to be able to kind of get a little bit of pulse on what's happening in the community, as well as one feature that's unique to Community Voice is that you can see what's happening in the greater region up to 100 miles around any given community. So people who are not from Crookston listening to this that are from other areas are welcome to download it as well to see the great events that are happening in Crookston and the other communities that have the app.
And so is that really the main purpose, is so then people can access, you know, the app really easily, and then they can easily see like when the events are, what the events are, and all of that fun stuff?
That's one of the many. One of them, yes, of course, is to drive traffic to these community events, both from a resident perspective, people who are in the community, but also people who are around the region, right? We're all mobile for the most part, can be able to go to different communities events. But also it's to connect people with resources, services, businesses, the facilities. There's a lot of hidden gems in every community. I'm pretty sure of that. So it's to help those things not be such quite hidden gems, especially for our newer residents or people who are traveling through, to give them a better experience in our communities.
So why choose the Community Voice app?
First of all, as a community, the Crookston Visitors Bureau is who's sponsoring it. So it is completely free to download. You end users, it's not going to cost you a dime. We don't sell or give away any user data, so it's protected in that case. It's not, you know, really a time grab. So the goal is to connect people with the things that they're looking for, whether it's events, resources, services, that kind of thing, quickly, and help them get on living their life and going out and being social, to increase that positive experience. So it's not going to be a big waste of anybody's time, right? So it's easy to use. It's free. The Crookston Visitors Bureau, it's helping their promotion of area events that help drive traffic to the Crookston region. It's just really an all-inclusive, one-stop, easy to use, get in what you need, and go out and live your life.
And then from the perspective of the Crookston Visitors Bureau, how come now launch this app?
Well, we were approached by Megan here several months back. So this has kind of been in the works for a little while. With anything, there's timing. We had some plans on how it was going to be financially paid for, and we figured all that out. And now was a really good time to move forward. Again, you know, the Crookston Visitors Bureau, the side of the app that we look real heavy at is those events. That's our job. Our job's to market and to advertise, which is what we've been doing. In the past, we previously had financial grants that were available, people had applied for. Kind of our twist on marketing is changing. With anything, any event, any activities, they're always evolving, always changing. You learn more. And this was a great opportunity. The bonus of this app is there's more to it than the marketing of events. But that's where our target and our focus is really at.
How important is it that it's a, you know, not just a mobile app, but it's a free mobile app, because we all have our smartphones and smart devices, so we can all have it on us at all times?
I think it's really critical. I mean, I don't think it's any secret that the world is evolving to apps. You know, the younger generation, that's what they utilize. A lot of the social media is fading away. You know, we had discussions on Facebook. Facebook used to be the world's greatest thing, and everybody had it, and everybody went to it. And our younger generation is kind of fading away from that. They're going to other social media and targeting apps that are available out there. So that's their thing. So if we want to try grab as many people as we can to notify on events and activities in our community, we had to take that extra step. So that's kind of why this app really kind of excited us when we looked into it.
Is there an age range that you were targeting?
No, not entirely. No, I mean, with any of our events that are in Crookston, I mean, a lot of our events, let's take Oxcart Days as an example. That's an event for all ages. So, you know, we're not really fussy on the age groups by any means.
So when is this app going to be launched?
So it is currently available for download in the App Store as of today. We are working through the rest of this week to get the vast majority of what we can in terms of information into Crookston's platform. So if people want to download it, they can just search either the app, Apple Store or the Google Play Store for Community Voice, and they'll see it populate hopefully first and download it. It looks kind of like a half sun, if they will, for the logo. And then it is regional based. So if they're in Crookston, the Crookston app is actually going to populate first as their option to select that community. If they're not in Crookston, another community might populate first, but they're welcome to change that at any time in the top search bar. So, yep, it's really easy, and they can download it today. As of February 1st, that's kind of our hard launch date is February 1st, so this Thursday.
Yeah, just a couple days when that hard launch is coming, so make sure you download the app. So when I download the app, what am I going to see?
When you download the app, after you select the community and you have Crookston, you're going to see a really beautiful photo as our cover photo of the kind of old three-tier church. I forget what that's called. Is it the old
cathedral?
Yes, yep. With a beautiful rainbow that's not Photoshopped, by the way, into it. It just happened to be the perfect background. But you'll notice that there's businesses, services, resources. There are some events. If you notice that there's events for like Fertile and Foston, who are also client communities. So if you're from Fertile and Foston listening to this, please note that your community also has it. But you'll also see some regional events in there. And if you're wanting to just see what's really local to Crookston, or maybe you're from 15, 20 miles away, you want to see Crookston included in your what's listed, you'll want to register in the top right-hand corner. And then you can personalize your settings from there, from the types of events you want to see, including the radius up to 100 miles from wherever you're at.
So that's pretty user-friendly.
It's very user-friendly.
And is that another reason why, you know, the Community Voice app was chosen?
Yes, it was. When we were first approached by Megan, of course, all of us went and downloaded it and just played around, checked with it, because absolutely none of us want anything that's really tricky. You know, I always look at my father as being one that's been trying to get into the app and the social media and stuff, and if he can figure it out, it's a good thing. So I had him load it on his phone, and I said, here, check it out, see what you think. And if you can navigate around, I think anybody can. And that's nothing bad about him, but.
That's awesome, Bob.
So let's talk about when you were first approached by Megan. How did this process come about? So like when you were first approached by Megan, like, you know, what was the conversation like? And then how did, you know, this partnership really come?
Well, Megan actually approached me one evening about, you know, possibly being able to come to one of our board meetings and present this app. And again, you know, when I looked at it, I said, hey, this could be a great marketing tool for Crookston in general, for its events, et cetera. That's what we're all about. So absolutely, we cleared a time slot for her, got her to come in and sit down and give us all that information and let the board kind of chew on it for a little bit, look at it, come up with all those questions, and we brought her back to answer those questions, and that's kind of why we're where we're at today.
And if I may, we did kind of a soft focus group kind of idea back last Oxcart Days. I did allow the Oxcart Days committee to use it just to try to get the events out. And, you know, I don't recall at the moment how many people we had registered to use it over that time frame, but I believe it was around 60. People were actively using it over those events. And that was, from what Bob has told me and some of the other members who, when they reviewed, I think a survey that you guys sent out afterward, that it was listed on there that people had a positive experience. And I myself have been reached out too many times by some of the people who used it over Oxcart Days last year and said, you know, I could see it being used for, you know, many things in Crookston. And I was just kind of like, oh, well, hopefully, you know, hopefully that's the case. So
what were some of the things that were used at Oxcart Days in regards to the app?
It was primarily just for the events. So all of the events were individually listed in the app with their, you know, start and end times, location. You have to think, when people are not from places or they're new, or even, you know, I'm originally from Crookston, there's still things that I'm like, oh, I had no idea that that existed, or that that's where they met, or even that there was a building in a certain spot. So there is a map feature as well in the app. So like for events and businesses, if people click the map feature, as long as there's an address in there, it's going to kind of populate right into their preferred map feature in their phone already, whether, like for me, it's my Apple Maps. So people are, I think, you're using probably the map feature, like knowing where things are, being able to save it to their calendar, set reminders, that kind of thing. But yeah, I've had a lot of people say that they had great experiences in that. I think they also changed a few dates and times due to, I think, weather or wind or something last year, and they were able to send text notifications out to those adjustments. And I've also got great feedback on that.
Yeah, those notifications are going to be really handy, especially, you know, as the months go on, and, you know, in the summertime with, you know, like you said, the rain, the wind, you know, thunder and that. And even in the wintertime here, when you get like a big blizzard or something of that nature, being able to get those notifications has to be a really great feature.
Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of one thing that really interested me on it, was the capability of able to do that. So as events are scheduled and going on in our community, if there's weather, obviously, is one of those things. You know, we all like outdoor events, and if Mother Nature says it's going to change, it's going to change. And how do you get that word out? And this is a great feature.
And speaking of that, if any users are, or if any listeners right now want to become end users, one of the things that will populate upon downloading is asking if you want to get notifications. You'll want to make sure you allow that to be able to get those text notifications. Otherwise, when those do go out, you know, your friends around you will get the texts, but you'll be wondering why you don't. But if you happen to click the wrong button, you can change it in your personalization settings within the app and also on the settings on your phone after the fact.
So what are some of the events that people can find on there right now? Well, at least when it launches on the 1st.
Well, we're looking at what's coming up here in the near future. And of course, Ice Buster Days is probably the first real event that we're trying to attract, or they're trying to attract people to Crookston. And that's coming up, I believe, what is it, February 11th? So that should pop up on there pretty much right in the front, kind of to showcase that event. And I haven't heard from them, but ticket sales, the last I heard, ticket sales were going really well for them already.
And will people be able to, like, buy tickets on the app, or will they have to go elsewhere to, like, buy tickets for, you know, any event?
Well, and I think that'll be, I don't know that the app, and Megan can certainly reiterate that, I don't know, you know, that will be available for purchase on the app, but it'll certainly have the information of where they can go, whether it's go to a sponsor's website of an event and purchase online that way, or if it's in person.
Yeah, so currently, the ticket sales, I think, are exactly how Bob mentioned it, and that's how it's listed in the app. But the app does have the ability to direct people to a website. So, you know, if that was something in the future that people wanted to use, whether it's, you know, a survey they wanted to embed, or a website that they were, able to allow ticket sales, that's certainly something that we can redirect people to in terms of buying tickets currently through the app. That's not a service we offer. But one thing about being a local startup is we're constantly listening to our end users and our clients and trying to, you know, give the best service possible. So it's kind of a constant evolution, and we're definitely listening.
Is there a place where people can give feedback to either the Crookston Visitors Bureau or the app itself, to say, hey, I really like this feature, hey, I would like to see this feature and possibly implemented?
You know, in terms of the app, really only if something's not working, we want reports through the app, right? If there's a bug, or, you know, that kind of report. But personally, yes, reach out to me on social media. It's Community Voice mobile app on both Facebook and Instagram. You can email me at info@communityvoice.app. Or if you happen to see me on the street or at any of these events, I mean, I'm all ears. So yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And the Crookston Visitors Bureau is the same way. I mean, we have our own website, and anyone can go there and contact us, which would direct them, to an email or a phone number, and they can reach out And we support all kinds of feedback, good or bad. We can always look at the bad and make it better. So absolutely, we support that.
And in the end, it's all about, making sure that it's as user-friendly as possible for everyone who's out there using it.
Absolutely. Yep. And one side note, we are encouraging people to, of course, download the app. But if there happens to be any listeners who, don't have a smartphone, that's actually a thing that's coming back, where there's more and more people who are moving away from the smartphone trend or never had one to begin with. There's a few of those. I've met a few people who've just flat out told me, you know what, I don't like apps. And I'm like, okay. I mean, that's okay. We do have the ability to get people subscribed to the text messages. And I don't know, I'm sure this first year, I'm going to encourage people to be patient with both myself and the Visitors Bureau in terms of how we use it and continuing to navigate better uses and more uses and onboarding people. It is a process. But if there's any users who are, as I just described, you can reach out to both the Crookston Visitors Bureau or myself with your preference to be subscribed to the text messages, and that way you'd still get those. And then we will have the ability to embed the community's calendar onto a website as well in the near future. We haven't discussed doing that quite yet, but that is an option. So people can still see the events and get text notifications even if they don't have the app downloaded, if that's their preference.
All right. And we're talking with Megan Peterson and Bob Magsum talking about this new community voice app. And again, it's going to be launching later this week.
Yep, February 1st.
All right. And so again, what is this app and kind of what's the purpose of having this app?
Yeah, so the app is called Community Voice. It's sponsored by the Crookston Visitors Bureau. And the purpose is to make sure that we are giving people the best experience here in Crookston, getting more people aware of Crookston events from around the, the greater region, and helping provide people with services and resources, facilities when they're in Crookston, whether it's because they're residents or they happen to be tourists who are in town for one of our awesome events.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a kind of a one-stop shop, and that's, user-friendly for everybody to get whatever information about our community. Again, we like to target the events, but there's so much more there. So we encourage everybody to download it, check it out, and like it or don't like it. I guess everyone has their own likes and dislikes, but, support everybody. Get on there, download it, and check it out.
And again, some of the features of the app, once it's fully launched, what are those going to be?
So besides the events that Bob just mentioned, both, really trying to be really inclusive with our community events, and we'll work with different entities to kind of, it'll take a little bit of time to get some of those users fully kind of as admins into the app and uploading it and get it to be a routine thing. But obviously the events, and then again, those go out to the greater region. So really trying to partner with the Crookston Visitors Bureau with, their charter of getting people into Crookston for these events. But also some things I didn't mention besides the text features and the services and resources and facilities, there's also some pretty cool tools for businesses locally in the app where we have a business directory. Local businesses can claim their directory in the app and control their listing. So they can use keywords to describe what their business offers, the services, products, things of that nature. Then end users can actually click the lower right-hand corner. It says search. And that will allow you to kind of search within the community for those keywords. So it gives, better, better, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of, the businesses will be able to be better seen, I guess, by both residents and tourists alike, for their products and services. And then also there's the ability for them, if end users want to subscribe to that business, so it's just clicked opt in in the app, that also gives the businesses the access to be able to email those end users who subscribe to their businesses. So that kind of gives a direct link for them to communicate with their customers as well.
Any other final thoughts here before we wrap up our Valley Talk program?
No, I mean, just from our standpoint of the Crookston Visitors Bureau, our toughest task right now is going to be to get everybody to go on there, download that app. And, there will be some QR codes spread around the community for those that are in the QR code world and want to take a shot of that, and it'll take you right to the app. But the more people we can get to load the app and kind of be a part of that, the better.
Well, Bob and Megan, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program.
Thanks for having us, and a big thanks to the Crookston Visitors Bureau for sponsoring this.
Thank you so much.
All right, so that was Megan Peterson and Bob Magsum talking about the Community Voice app. It is a free app that, again, is sponsored by the Crookston Visitors Bureau, and the app will be launching on February 1st in your app store.